This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
It's your favorite time of the week for the TMZ Podcast, and you're here with Nikki, and I'm joined by Brendan.
Let's get into it.
He's my work bestie.
There's a lot going on today, though.
So we have the moment we've all been waiting for. Scandoval reunion.
Part one.
Whoa, jinx. So what? Give us the breakdown, a really quick breakdown, you know, for those people who may not, you know, have watched last night. Maybe if they video DVR'd it, you know, recorded it to watch it today.
They, you know, honestly, for me, it was a little slow, but I think that the producers know exactly what they're doing. They're going to save all the good stuff for week two and three, obviously. You know, it just kind of, it starts with them like getting ready and showing them in glam, and everyone's making their comments about this is going to be so intense and da-da. Because you have to remember with these reunions, they film them for 10 hours.
Really?
They're on set for about 10 hours when they film these reunions, whether it's Vanderpump Housewives. So they were on set for several hours. Yeah. And basically this time around, because you have to remember, so we have to set it up in the sense that Raquel had gotten that temporary restraining order against Sheena.
Got it. So she was not with the group.
Right. So when Raquel, when Sheena was on the stage last night, Raquel had to be 100 yards away in a trailer because at the time that restraining order was in place. Obviously, it's been dropped now.
Right.
But when they were filming it, they had to be 100 yards away. So they could never physically be on the set together. So they had a production camera in the trailer with Raquel, and they were doing these cutaway shots to her while Sheena and the rest of the cast are on the stage, you know, talking about it, getting into it. What I thought was interesting was you don't normally see people act in rage so early on in a reunion, whether it's a Vanderpump, a Housewives reunion. It's normally like episode two or three of the reunion that you right. see the rage start to come out. Starts off a little slow. Last night, it was intense.
Yeah.
The cast came, wasted no time coming for Tom Sandoval, really, truly. You know, he started to, Andy had asked him this question, and, you know, he went to go start to explain, and you could tell he wasn't going to apologize, but he kind of was looking for almost like sympathy.
Right.
The waterworks started, and like Lala like stopped him right away and was like, we're done, be real, started, you know, I mean, I can't.
James Kennedy went after him really bad too, huh?
Oh, he got up like two times, and like Andy and Lisa had to get up and like make sure, because that was,
that
remember
they
we had
fight?
Reported there was going to almost a physical fight.
Yeah.
So it was almost between
and I mean,
Tom
there's a lot
James.
Of baggage there though too, right? A lot of drama yep. between the two, because Raquel is James's ex-fiance, right?
Correct.
Oh, Lord.
And you know what's interesting? I was talking to someone last night after the reunion, and I didn't think of it this way until they mentioned it to me, but James has so much rage in this first episode of the reunion towards Tom. And this person said to me, they kind of got more of a feeling that his rage towards Tom was because Tom is sleeping with his ex.
Yes.
And that maybe James isn't or wasn't over Raquel
100%.
At the time of this filming,
yeah.
which I would have never thought of it like that. But I'm like, that's a good point, because it's just the way James was coming at Tom was so crazy. Like, you would have thought that he was the one that got cheated on. I get it. They're all going to be defensive of Ariana. Ariana was really great during it. Like, she wasn't, none of them were obviously letting Tom get away with it. You know, they let him speak, but then they'd cut away to the, like, Ariana making a side comment
yeah.
of like, okay, or F you, or,
right.
you know, things like that. Again, it didn't have like the energy that I think we're going to see in two and then definitely in three.
Right.
But it was there.
It's
and
TV.
They
you know, they know
things.
What they're doing.
They know exactly what they're doing. I was kind of shocked. Like, there was this moment between where Ariana is talking about how, you know, she's going to have a hard time moving forward with and being friendly with people that are still Team Tom or support Tom. And so Lisa, you know, then kind of chimes in. And it's like, well, I'm a business partner with him. You know, they own TomTom together in West Hollywood. And Lisa's been very neutral with this. Like,
she
in
was.
The finale episode when he came over and had the breakdown at her
yes.
house. You know, and Ariana made a comment on Watch What Happens Live saying she thought that, you know, Lisa was a little too nice to Tom, maybe.
Yeah.
And there was last night, Lisa kind of says, you know, Lisa and Ariana kind of go back and forth, not in a like a bad, mean way, but,
right.
you know, Ariana's like, well, I mean, if you're going to still support him and be his business partner, then I'm obviously going to, you know, have, you know, like you, I can't have you around me as
totally.
Close as we were. And that kind of throws Lisa off. And then mm-hmm. they kind of, you know, talk about it a little bit.
I think there was a moment last night, though, too, that like, you know, like you said, everyone started to attack Tom Sandoval. Like they just did not give him any sort of like time to talk. Like even when he was going to go give that apology and started to cry, it was everyone. Like Ariana was like, cut the waterworks. Like, you know what you did, blah, 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 whatever. And, you know, Lala called him a dangerous human. And mm-hmm. I will say, you know, something that Tom does well is he deflects. Right. So he, when he was giving that apology teary eyed, he was saying, like, I want to thank you guys for, you know, being there for Ariana, right? Didn't admit to his mistakes, didn't say nothing about any of that yet. And he was like, I want to thank you for being there for her. And she was like, don't thank them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just, I don't know. Tom Sandoval, I'm not up to date on the show as you are. I know because I work here and now I'm consumed and I watch the reality shows, but or the reunions, but has he always been like this?
I think he's just having a really hard time saying like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I think from his standpoint, he also, much of his storyline and the interviews he's done since this all came out is very much, I think he thought that their relationship had run its course long before the affair had happened. But everyone keeps reminding him, then why didn't you break up with her?
But also, you know, there was a point last night as well where, you know, Lisa Vanderpump actually pointed out that, you know, Ariana kept saying multiple people, like he's hooked up with multiple people. He cheated on me with multiple people. And they're like, oh, so it wasn't just Raquel. So that's the kind of stuff that gets really, I think there's a lot of rage from the cast members because there's a lot of stuff we don't know and we don't know yet, or we may never know. But the amount of rage over a cheating scandal between a couple on that show is not new. Right.
And you have to remember, like, even Ariana said, like when she was on that Call Her Daddy podcast the other night, like she was like, there's stuff that I'm talking about on this podcast that I didn't even know when the reunion was filming. That now, you know, there just keeps becoming a new revelation.
Popping up.
Timelines are changing. Certain people that claim they didn't know something now are admitting they had suspicions
right.
sooner than they admitted they had suspicions. So we're never going to know.
No.
It's too big of a group of people where you're never going to know the full truth of who's, you know, sharing exactly what they knew, when they knew it, and all of that.
So again, when they knew it, what they knew, you kind of are referring to like a timeline. Didn't the Toms get it messed up? Like they were not on the same page.
They did, and Lala called them out and, you know, made a point to say, well, obviously, because a lot of them were like saying, well, it was, you know, was when you're dating someone like Raquel, right? They kept going back to the fact that, you know, he has control of Raquel. Like, that's how they felt. Like, he could manipulate Raquel and say, this is the timeline we're going to tell people. Let's get on the same page.
Yeah.
So that we don't look stupid, that we don't, like, we're
right.
not lying about stuff, you know, if in the event that it was happening longer than people thought. But, like, he was not on the same page with Tom Schwartz last night because, yeah, their timelines were, like, 6 months apart.
Oh,
okay,
Lord.
From when they had, like, talked about
it. If you're
going to
have your best friend cover for you, y'all got to be on the same page.
Yeah, no, it was not giving. I think part two next week will definitely be juicier. And then I think part three
is going to be the bombshell. And then they leave you hanging for however long they're going to do until they do another season.
They are supposed to start filming in towards the end of June, I've heard.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're going to, which I would assume they're going to like rush to edit.
Yes.
And get it back up.
I would hope
Everything's fresh now.
You got to capitalize on this right now.
Now is the moment. You have to remember, this is the show that literally people were talking about might have gotten canceled because the ratings just weren't giving anymore.
Oh, wow.
Before season 10 and all
and
of this
happened.
And
now look at explosive
here
bombshell.
Here we are. We haven't stopped talking about it for 2.5 months.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, well, another reality show that is hot is Selling Sunset, and there's some drama happening on set of there as well.
Crazy.
So Nicole Young apparently is getting death threats and has been called a meth addict, and it comes after her co-star, Chrishell, accused her of being on drugs during the season.
Right, and they also had this blow-up on set when they were filming. They were at this Brokers Open for this other cast member, Chelsea, and they kind of, you know, Nicole takes her outside and they're talking about past drama. Basically, Nicole was like accusing Chrishell of claiming she had sold houses, but it was actually Nicole's listing. But Nicole hadn't been on the show at the time because Nicole's new this season.
I see.
So Nicole has worked for the Oppenheim Group for 8 years, but is only new to being on camera. So she's been introduced as a cast member, you know, this season. So she kind of confronts Chrishell about that. And Chrishell's like, well, that was my listing, or, you know, I was half listed on it or whatever. So that's like their drama. But yeah, now people close to Nicole have obviously told us that this has escalated and she's getting these crazy DMs saying, you know, you better be careful when you walk outside your house. Like, you know, you could die or you're going to die. Or and we also know that people have been able to find her personal cell phone number and her address. So it's kind of it's not safe. It's not safe. Fans have taken it to an extra level.
I will say, fans of these shows and fans of celebrities in general, they are crazy. I mean, we talk about the Swifties all the time and how hard they go for their girl. But, like, these reality show stars now have a huge following because these shows have gotten so big. Mm-hmm. And now these reality TV stars, who back in the day were not as big as they are now, Chrishell and Nicole Young will become a bigger star, but Chrishell has been on that show for a few years now. And so she's now gotten to that level. She's been on Dancing with the Stars. You know, she's that level of celebrity now where it's like you have this stuff to worry about, right? The stalkers coming to your house, finding your cell phone, finding your address. And then also they're so good now that they're finding the cell phones, the addresses and stuff of the people around you, your family,
right?
Which it's scary.
And like this, like you said, she's so new to this, Nicole, that I think she's just like, I mean, we've been told that she was supposed to be on like a couple podcasts. She backed out from appearing on those. Like, she's canceling like press interviews because she's just, this is so new to her, and I can't even imagine, like, processing that. Like, you have people showing up outside your house or people DMing you being like, you know, you're a target. Like, can you imagine? Like, you just want to go to the grocery store, and the whole time you're at the grocery store, you're thinking, is someone behind me? Is someone going to come up to me and say something to me, confront me, do something to me?
It's scary. Yeah. It's really scary. And, you know, I do see that, you know, in our notes here, just something that I think is important is that Nicole and Chrishell have been kind of feuding this entire season, like you were saying. And the final edits, right? We always talk about editing, and like we were just talking about with the Vanderpumps. They know what they're doing, right? The editors know what they're doing. So maybe we're not getting the whole side of Nicole's side. And so they always play a villain and a victim, right? They always have that in these reality shows.
Right. And I think also, you know, someone like Chrishell, who's been on TV for a very long time, because she did, you know, soap operas and stuff before this. And I think she had done another reality show before Selling Sunset. So she is in this now. She's deep in this. And she knows how, okay, the editors are going to choose the best parts, right? So she's giving them drama, but then she's giving them emotional stuff. And, you know, she's probably balancing what she's giving them, whereas Nicole is so new to it. She might be giving them only one version of herself and not, you know, clapping back at Raquel as much as she should be. So the producers are like, yeah, thank you. Where they're like, we are going to cut Nicole and make her look like the bad guy.
Exactly.
Or, you know, the target's on her back. So you have to wonder, maybe she wishes she had shot things differently.
Well, that's what I mean by, like, you know, the editing of these things, like what I was saying with Vanderpump, like, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. We may never know because there's so much happening. They're filming with 10 plus people on both of these shows. Like, you have money involved, not just with the money you're making from the show, but they're actual real estate agents. So, like, the selling of these homes, they're getting commission and things like that. Once money comes into play, then that's when people get crazy.
And competitive.
Competitive as heck. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the amount of drama between both of these shows is, it's a lot. And it's only going to, they keep going, right? Selling Sunset just got picked up, too.
It's, like, got another season coming, season 7. And
Vanderpump's got another one coming from all this drama.
Oh, boy, they keep us busy.
They really capitalize.
They do.
Really quickly, before we head out, we got to talk about our girl Britney Spears. Her mom, Lynn, was coming to her house, flew to L.A. on Wednesday to see Britney. Britney like let her mom inside, I guess, to spend some time catching up. When Lynn arrived at LAX, she was taken to Cade Hudson's house, which is Britney Spears' manager. Then they took an Uber to Britney's house. We're unaware, though, if, you know, Britney knew her mom was in town to see her, if it was like a pop-up visit, if it was coordinated with her management team. We don't know those details. We just have the photos that show that, you know, she was there with her mom.
It's very interesting because this obviously comes on the heels of the fact that we just had that documentary air in which we said, you know, we remind people that Britney has had a very strained relationship with her family for many years.
Yeah.
So maybe this could be the turning point. Maybe Lynn's going to be the mama that gets in there and goes, yeah, you know, life is short and let's all start communicating again and seeing each other. I don't think it's ever going to be what it was, but
no. I mean, our sources say that they've been texting recently and, you know, I guess, you know, Sam was also there. So I guess we'll see, you know, it's not the only time we've seen Lynn in town to see her daughter. So I'm sure there'll be more. And yeah, wow.
Always rooting for Britney.
Always rooting for our girl. Well, it was great doing the podcast with
you
today.
Great chatting with you. It's always fun.
Stay tuned to TMZ.com and TMZ Podcast and the TMZ TV shows for all of our up-to-date content.